Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. So today's topic is trainer education, and the title is Break Your Bubble. So with all the crazy changes going on nowadays with coronavirus and gyms closing down, people not being able to kind of find equipment and whatnot, a lot of people are transitioning to at-home workouts. And there's a lot that can be said about that in regards to kind of like what exercises you can do, what structures you can do. Also just talking about how to motivate yourself and keep yourself going, because it's hard when there's not that same level of accountability or that same kind of excitement as getting out and about and being around other people. So there's a lot to handle with the emotional kind of aspect, the mental aspect of training, a lot greater than just simply what are the exercises and sets and reps. So we've addressed some of these concerns in our recent podcasts. So for example, we talked about, going back through podcast 559, we talked about at-home workouts, talking about like different structures you can use to try to kind of make sure you have a good workout no matter what equipment you have available to you. And that's going to help some information if you haven't checked that out yet, is again podcast 559, at home workouts. So what I wanted to talk about today was more so in regards to personal trainers, hence why it's a trainer education podcast. But one of the challenges that we'll face that is being kind of forced upon us right now is getting out of our comfort zone of what we would typically kind of use in a workout or how we would typically structure a workout. So a lot of trainers are used to working within a fitness facility or gym facility, meaning that you're going to be used to having equipment, you know, machines like turf, sleds, you know, variable weights, lots of barbell options. Just, you're going to have a lot more options of equipment. And that will also dictate how you train. So for example, we've worked over, now I've had the business now, the gym now, for 9 years, and we've worked with various like kind of formats of the gym, like where the equipment is placed. And anytime you change the placing of the equipment, you'll often cause a change of training styles. So for example, I like, anytime I'm doing pushing muscle like exercises, especially bench press, barbell bench press, I like having people warm up with upper back work, because it raises their awareness of how to maintain a tight upper back during the workout. So we have our bench presses directly next to our back equipment, and that makes it easy to kind of superset those movements or make it easy for people to flow through that area. So that does make a difference. Whereas if the back equipment was all the way across the gym, people might not want to walk back and forth, or they might, you know, set up equipment way over there, walk across the gym, somebody doesn't know where they're at, so all of a sudden they take their piece of equipment. So the placement of equipment matters a lot. So that's going to dictate the exercises we do, like I said, the structures we use. It has a lot to do with how we would approach our training. Now, given the fact that things are different, that workouts have to be done at home, workouts have to be done with minimal equipment, and absolutely no consistency of equipment. So out of all of my clients who now do like online training to deal with the coronavirus situation, everybody has different equipment. Some people have a pull-up bar, some people don't. Some people have bands, some people don't. Some people have weights, some people don't. So I'm having to write all new kind of structures and styles of workouts. Now, there are things I've done in the past. Like, thankfully, I've been a personal trainer now for 18 years, and when I first started, I would just drive to people's houses and train them at their house with whatever equipment they had. So I typically would take some dumbbells and a yoga mat kind of thing. But I would also just use whatever they had and kind of come up with different ideas. And it was fun and exciting to be forced to be creative in different ways. So I've had a long history of doing this, and I've trained in a lot of different facilities. So I have a good history of exercise library in my head. But even now, when I'm changing my workouts for my clients, I still have to, you know, kick off the dust on a couple things, kind of reinvent some new ideas. And there's all now like tons and tons of more possibilities, even from what I knew back in the past. So with the invention of YouTube, so I started training before YouTube. Well, I didn't have internet back when I first started training, so I didn't have a way to look up exercises. But now you can look up anything you want, so it's pretty cool. However, most of the exercises are done wrong, which is sad. But at least it makes people aware that certain exercises exist. But I've had to kind of modify and get out of my bubble, kind of break my bubble, get out of my comfort zone in how I would do things typically. And so for the things I've done, you can just in my little kind of like the last week or two, has been to add new exercises to my exercise database. So I have a Microsoft Word file because I'm an old man, apparently. No one uses Word anymore. But I have a Word file that's like 30 pages long of exercise names and links from YouTube. So that way I don't have to keep searching for those damn things all the time. And then I just have them categorized by body part in alphabetical. And then I use the find function in Microsoft Word. So I just type in the exercise name I want. It scrolls to that exercise for me. I copy and paste the exercise name and link into the training plan I'm doing for my client, modify the reps and sets to whatever their needs are, and then I move on to the next exercise or the next superset or circuit. So I kind of modify and create their workouts in that way to where everything's personalized to their equipment and their abilities, but I don't have to go looking for YouTube links all the time. So I've had to add new links to my database. So I've added a bunch of exercises with like small therapy bands, bunch of exercises for like body weight variations of push-ups and back exercises and leg exercises. So I've modified quite a bit to that database now because the exercises I can pull from have changed. Then I also am kind of having to try old exercises again or try brand new exercises. So as a trainer, I never really want to give a client something that I haven't first experienced myself. So I believe that a trainer should always, always, always try exercises themselves first before they ever give it to a client. Otherwise, you have no clue whether it's right or wrong, what it's going to feel like. You don't know the collateral damage effects. So for example, you have a client who maybe has like a bad lower back. Unless you try the exercise yourself, you might not know that the lower back might be at risk or have strain in that exercise. So it's very, very, very helpful to do the exercise yourself for a ton of benefits. So I've been having to kind of do that with the equipment I have. So if a client has little therapy bands, I'm kind of going back through my therapy band exercises and kind of trying everything again for like the first time in maybe 10 years. And it's really helping me just kind of like I said, refresh my memory, dust off the old memory cells there. So another kind of thing that's been new for me has been just changing structure styles. So for example, if you don't know what the term pre-exhaust means, pre-exhaust can be extremely helpful when writing at-home workouts in the sense that if you have a client and all they have is a 20-pound dumbbell, how are you going to train their legs? In the fact that most people are going to be too strong to use a 20-pound kettlebell for legs. So understanding how to do circuits, understanding how to structure circuits in a pre-exhausted style where you do the kind of most challenging isolative type exercises first, leading into the stronger, more compound exercises at the end of the circuit. You can also modulate kind of aerobic conditioning needs. So you can make somebody out of breath before they do their big heavy thing. That'll wear them out. You can pre-exhaust their muscles. You can pre-exhaust specific muscles. If you want to kind of make something harder on the hamstrings than it typically is, you can pre-exhaust the hamstrings. So there are a lot of structural changes and styles that are having to be used now, depending on what somebody's equipment is, that maybe I wouldn't typically have used given the fact that we had been in the gym and having regular equipment. So those are the things that I've been doing as a trainer to kind of change to the times, what's required of the times of us right now. And that brought to mind the idea that I've had to get out of my typical routine. And for a lot of trainers, that could be scary because it isn't something they've normally done, or this might be the first time in their career that they have to get out of their normal routine. So this might be the first time they've had to write, you know, 20 at-home workouts, you know, where typically they have just done gym workouts. So there is a forced opportunity upon us right now in order to adjust to the coronavirus and adjust to people training at home. You may have to get out of your comfort zone and try new things. that's a good thing. It's going to expand your knowledge. It's going to help you grow as a trainer. So don't fight it. Go with it. Don't say, oh, I can't do this. Say, yes, I can. I just got to figure it out. So be proactive. Be positive towards this change. And what I'd promote you to do is to continue to challenge yourself after this passes. So when this passes and the world kind of goes back to normal and we all go back to gyms and doing our regular thing, will you still continue to challenge yourself the way that you're being challenged now? And I would suggest that you do. So try every single week to implement something new with your clients, whether it's a new exercise carried out throughout the week, modified for each individual you work with, learning how the modifications need to be made and in what ways certain people can do better or not as good with certain exercises. So that's a great way to learn that, is just continue an exercise throughout the week, but modifying it to each individual needs. So another option we have would be every month. Go back through what you tried in the last month. What were the new things you did? What worked? What didn't? Get rid of the bad, keep the good, and keep it in rotation, and then make a new list of things you want to try. So I've done this all the time out of the years, and it's mostly because I get bored. So I like trying new things just to keep myself interested rather than taking every client I have through the same workout and same exercise. It gets boring as hell. I wouldn't want to do that. That's a miserable day. So I'm always trying to implement new things and learn new things because it keeps me more interested in the training sessions, and I know that it's going to improve me over time to help other people even better. So that's what I'd suggest for you, is take this as a forced opportunity that it is and get outside of your comfort zone and challenge yourself with new workouts, new structures, new ideas. Then, when things get back to normal, continue to challenge yourself. Don't run away from this. So create challenges in your own life on purpose. Do it every week, do it every month. Some ideas that you can challenge yourself with is we can try new exercises. So we have a podcast number 433 titled Exercise Selection Part 1. If you listen to Part 1 and you like it, you can listen to Part 2. But that talks about the idea of picking exercises and what are some different parameters of why you would choose one exercise over another. A really good database on YouTube is the channel Redefining Strength. I've mentioned that channel several times, but there's a lady who has a ton of videos about different categories. So like kettlebell exercises, sled exercises, you know, single dumbbell exercises, different categories of like hybrid abdominal exercises and planks and whatnot. So she has a lot of exercise database, just a ton. So that would definitely be somewhere great to check out to see what ideas you can maybe get from her and implement throughout the week with your clients. Then you can also try new structural concepts in your training. So I mentioned the concept of pre-exhaust. Well, there's a concept called priming as well. And priming and pre-exhaust are kind of complementary, but they're used a little bit in different ways. So you can listen to podcast 334 to learn more about priming and pre-exhaust and start implementing those into your clients' workouts and kind of playing around with those concepts to see what kind of response you get from doing that. Then you also can try new equipment ideas. If there's a piece of equipment in your gym that isn't, and this is again, once you get back to regular life, how do you continue to challenge yourself? So regular life, you'll be back in the gym, or you'll be back to having more availability, more kind of exercise options. So find something that you don't typically utilize a lot and try to figure out more and more and more exercises out of that thing, whether it's a band, whether it's a barbell, whether it's a machine, you know, whatever it is, whether it's a landmine. Maybe you don't use landmines often, so you can figure out, okay, how can I train lower body, upper body? How can I do chest? How can I do back? You know, trying to find various ways to do that. So I've also tried over the years just different experimental like concepts. So I've trained fighting athletes, so MMA, boxing, you know, other type of fighting styles for kick power, punch power, that kind of stuff. And that's been really fun to kind of analyze workouts, not based on aesthetics, if that's what you're used to, not based on powerlifting, if that's what you're used to, but looking at it from a whole new viewpoint. And that can be super helpful as well. So if you typically look at everything as a bodybuilder, try looking at it as a powerlifter. Try looking at it as like a recreational athlete. Try looking at it as like a football player, basketball player, baseball player. You know, try to look at things from different viewpoints and see how that changes how you would structure the workout, including exercise selection. Another thing I used to try was just trying to make an exercise, like a workout, all in one rack. So when our gym was young and we were super duper busy in the evenings, sometimes I'd have a training client and I know that it would be difficult to find multiple pieces of equipment that I'd want within a single workout. So I would try to set up everything on a squat rack. So we have squat racks from Sorenix, and they have holes on all four sides of the posts. And they have it across the base post and the top post. And it allows for thousands of variable positions and whatnot for band pegs, like rackable places to put barbells and whatnot. But it allows for thousands and thousands of options for exercise setup. So over the years, I've challenged myself to just kind of create workouts where the person had to do every single exercise just off that one rack. Could I do a push, pull, and a leg all off one rack, all in a circuit at one time? And that challenged me to figure out, how do I set stuff up? You know, you can do pull-up negative, then you can do an overhead press, but then where are you going to do a leg exercise? How can you get that near the rack or involved in the rack? So that was something I used to play around with that was a lot of fun. So the idea is to be creative and force yourself to be challenged before you're forced to do so. So make it an optional forcing rather than a forced forcing, which it is now. So if you're feeling out of overwhelmed, if you're feeling out of your area, if you need any help with exercise ideas or structural ideas for at-home workouts for clients, please reach out to us. We have a free handout, and of course I'm happy to help, you know, for paid services in terms of like ghostwriting programs or helping with kind of like just different variable issues you may have per client, whether it's nutritional or training. So we're always happy to help, and we want to be a resource for you as a trainer, because the more people you, like, the more trainers we can help, and then you go through and help all of your clients, it helps us have a bigger influence in terms of how big of an impact we can have on the world and making everybody healthier and happier. So I definitely want to be available to anyone, especially trainers. So if there's anything you need, if you're struggling at all, if you have clients who are struggling at all, just tell us what's going on and we'll help you out. So I've been doing this for 18 years. I've seen a lot. So I can definitely help you. And if I can't, I still know a lot of other people who may be able to help as well. So always reach out. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you're feeling overwhelmed, just take a breath. This is a great opportunity for you to improve and kind of break out of your comfort zone, break that bubble, and see if you can grow as a trainer. Cool. Okay, so hopefully this helped. Hopefully it gave you a little bit of okayness to be uncomfortable, but a little bit of a drive and motivation to take that uncomfortableness and run with it and grow from it. Okay, cool. If you like the podcast, please share it with family and friends. The more people we help, the happier the world will be. Also, if you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. You can tell us at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.